smooth and stable is the only way I wish to be. When being with you, being one with you, all is perfect. You are permeating my being, oh, beloved, oh, my beloved. Without any words, before they ever existed, you are in my heart in every moment. There is love and life and song and play and sunshine and rain. And smooth and stable is the only way I wish to be. Oh, and being with you, being one with you, all is perfect. You are permeating my being, oh, beloved, my beloved, without any words, before they ever existed, you are in my heart in every moment. There is love and life and song and play and sunshine and rain. And oh, singing out for God, unspeakable joy. Oh, it's hearts beating in the same way. Oh, 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 our hearts are beating in the same way, in the same way. Da 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 da. And smooth and stable is the only way I wish to be. Oh, and being with you, being one with you, all is perfect. You are permeating my being, oh, beloved. My beloved, without any words, before they ever existed, you are in my heart in every moment. There is love and life and song and play and sunshine and rain. And oh, singing out for God, unspeakable joy. Oh, it's though its heart's beating in the same way. Oh, 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 our hearts are beating in the same way, in the same way. Da da da.
Thank you, Primo. My favorite song in the whole universe. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. It is. No kidding about that. One of the top 1,000. The top. Excuse me. Starting. Okay. Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Kije, Paramatma Kije, Gurudev Bhagwan Kije, Sachasanga Kije. Maharaji's back there too. I don't think you can see him. There he is. Good morning. Good to see you. Good to be with you. I think it's really important. Well, it is really important to have the sense of how wonderful it is to be together. I'm going to turn this down a little bit so we have a little better definition. It's been rising in front of me what satsang is about, at least in two different topics, so to speak. Topic is not a word for satsang, but it's what we have to use because it puts things in a sort of order. First would be, no matter what happens in the world, because I kind of hear in the background some of the Sangha saying, is the Om Purnamadaha mantra perfect now, Shanti Mai? It is always perfect. It can never be anything but perfect. And no matter whether we like it or not, or we think it's perfect or not, or we agree or not agree, or whatever it is, Om Purnamadaha is always extremely accurate. So it may rub against your idea of what perfect is or how it should be or why we think this or that. But once you live in that mantra, you'll never question that mantra. So the other day, Nurse Alan came in and I had told him early on, I said, you know, Alan, I want to go home. And he says, you can't go home. Well, I could go home. I could get up, take my clothes, and walk out. I can do whatever I feel is. I can do anything I want to do. And he was incredibly kind. And he changes. He dresses the little, well, it's not little. I don't know what it is. I haven't even looked at it. surgery place, and he gives me pain pills, and he's a very sweet guy. And I said, I don't want to go. I want to go home. And he says, you can't go home. And I said, well, why not? He said, you need 3 weeks. 1 week's almost finished. And I said, why do I need 3 weeks? I just wanted to ask him, not to be against him. I wanted to hear what he had to say. And he said, well, the wound has to be healed completely before you're allowed to go home, and you're getting stronger here. And I said, that's true, that's true. So he looked at me with the big, big round eyes of compassion, like, I'm so sorry that you feel that way. I'm so sorry that you're homesick. And he left the room. And later that day, he came in, and I said, Alan, what did I say? I'm fine with everything?
Even if you don't agree, you said you're fine with everything.
Yeah, I'm fine with everything is what I said to him. So I said to him, Alan, I'm fine with everything. And he walked around the room and did what he was supposed to do. And I said, did you hear me? And he said, yes, I heard that you agree with everything. And I said, that's not true. I didn't say that. I said, I'm fine with everything. And then Antisa explained to him that what I meant by that is I'm fine with what I'm not fine with, and I'm fine with what I'm fine with. It's life. It's what it is. She didn't go into that, but he understood. And Indra was telling me last night, I was telling him about it, and he said probably this will last his whole life, just this moment of figuring out how you can be at peace with what you don't agree with. Or that you're fine with what you don't agree with, and you don't have to fight it. And Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishate Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. It is always what it is. See, this is the beautiful part about. This is the beautiful part about. And I'm not fond of the word spirituality either. We're going to use it. This is the beautiful part of walking, let's put it this way, of walking step by step, movement by movement, moment by moment in the Dharma, the way to one's self nature. This is the really beautiful part. And thank God for everything. For every grace, for every blessing, for Sangha, for children, for relatives, for the people who are so ignited as you are. And it gives me, I have always had a huge appreciation for you. Huge, huge. I don't know how to measure it. We just use the word huge. But now it's deeper. I don't know what it really means, and I don't know what deeper means. Words confuse me a lot. I like quietness, stillness more. Confuse me because the meaning of them often falls short of what is really going on. But we need words, and language is important. And it also conveys in a beautiful way. So is the Om Purnamadaha mantra perfect as long as your life is perfect and you have a little bit of a challenge and you get over that and you have a little bit of a this and a little bit of a that? Or is it also perfect when you lose a family member or your finances go to ground zero, or you yourself become ill, or anything that would not match your idea of perfection? The mantra is always true. So that's one of the kind of awarenesses, so to speak, that have been coming back and forth, up and down through this last week about the Om Purnamadaha mantra. You can't fight with it. If you fight with it, you lose it. If you don't fight with it, it becomes the home of your heart and mind. And you can always depend on it. Recently, also, I had a conversation with somebody who just lost their parent to, you really don't lose. I know that in the world it feels like that, and we shall not deny that feeling. For a kind of an idea. It's not an idea. We do realize that we came in empty-handed and we're going out empty-handed, and everything in between is a university of the heart and mind. So we never really lose. But anyhow, this person lost their parent. You have to say it. You can't play. You live in two worlds at once. And the world that covers every aspect of your life is the one that will be the most important at the last breath. So to get back. This person was telling me about losing their parent, and in the world, it's a loss. See, this is the beauty of spirituality. You can't deny what a person feels and what their heart says, and yet there's a kind of bright maturity, and it doesn't mean that you're immature otherwise. But there's a kind of bright maturity that shows that life is an illusion. And our thinking is delusionary. So this is very, very, very important. And we had a little talk. It was a really beautiful, beautiful communion. It didn't last very long. Doesn't have to. It was potent. And this person said, I have always depended on my parents. And that was, I understood it wasn't like dependency. It was like depending on their love, depending on their presence, depending on the family energy, depending on a life together. And now they're gone. And I said, now guess what? Now you depend on God. Now you depend on God. And this, I feel, is not only a message to this lovely person that I had this communion with, but it's an important realization, not just a message. A message can fly by your ears. And in Korean Zen called, what is it, Sahara? Korean Zen. You don't know. Well, it's flown by my ears, let's put it that way. In Chan, it is said that when the master speaks and the master in the heart misses the point, that the arrow has flown to Korea. There it went. Because it was a message. Messages are important. However, it is a time for us all. And I can tell you, being the target of your loving light brings it very clear. I've always been clear about it anyhow. I want you to be clear about it. I've been clear about it because my master showed me that you have such a light of intention and can aim it to the whole world. To the whole world. You know, I was talking before we started satsang about when the nurses come in this room, it's different than any room in the in this rehab center. But I don't think it's because of me. I see it's because of your light, love flowing through into this room. And these wonderful people being drenched by it the moment they come in the room. And it's a fact. They're just happy and they're kind and they're, I think they're naturally that way. But there's kind of an uplift when they come into this room. And I don't think they know why. I know why. But the point of this particular conversation is that you must begin to recognize the light within you, and that when worry comes, it makes a bit of an obstacle in the energy. But when you go straight to your heart and intend for the world to be better, it'll never be lost. Don't expect the world to be better tomorrow. Just give what you have to give. And understand that I think Jesus said, when the eye is single, when you see God in everyone, and you do, I wish you'd stop denying it. And stop trying to figure out how it has to be before that happens or what it has to look like. It looks like what it is right now. Sahara, cover your mouth when you breathe. I know it's early for you and Shri. I know. So Jesus said, when the eye is single, when you see that there is only God. There cannot be anything or anyone other than. And however you see God is, I don't know. But is all of the dreaming, all of the illusion, all of the delusion, and everything that ever has been, ever will be, eternally and infinitely, here and now, in everyone, in every blade of grass, in every grain of earth, in every breath, in every heartbeat. Then the eye is single. And he said, when the eye is single, the body will fill with light. Means there's no obstruction anymore. No silly ideas about how you have to be before you're a spiritual person. What it has to look like. Whenever you grow your wings. If you dare to say something naughty that all of a sudden you failed. No. When you see God in everything, I don't know what you see God as. I just described what cannot be described, and it can be dropped to the ground. It's a point of inspiration for the heart. When your eye is single and you see every tree and every morning and every evening and every horrible influence and every divine and gracious influence, and you see that there is a jewel of blessing in your life and in the life of everyone, they find it or they don't. The eye is single. And the body is lightness, not heavy with worry, not heavy with the idea that I have to control my life and I have to be this and I have to be that before I'm a perfect person. Om Purnamadaha, Purnamidam, Purnat Purnamudachate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnamevavashishate, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. This is perfect. That is perfect. From the perfect springs the perfect. Take the perfect from the perfect. And only God remains. And it doesn't, none of that has to be approved by you. It's the wrong idea that you have to approve of that. That approves of you. And you be quiet and sit in it and let it show you the meaning from your heart, wordlessly, actively, beautifully. Hardship too. Hardship too. And when you see God in everything, and you must see God in everything, nobody can push you, nobody can insist upon it. Your heart alone insists upon it because you're admitted to the Dharma. And each person's Dharma is different. It's their life and how they walk to their heart and soul. And it's intimate and it's very personal. And it's very, very revealing, that walk. So, being your servant, guru and master is a servant. So just to want to master something, to be someone, is the wrong idea. You'll never get there. But to serve, that is the function. So being your servant, I will ask you to give awareness to the light within you without all of your embellishments of, oh, life is not so good, my life is not so good, I have to do this, I have to do that, blah, 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 blah. And just scoot it out of the way. And understand that you're a divine being, undividable being. It has nothing to do with ego. The idea of ego. Ego is an idea. Ego is not a reality. Because there's only God. It's very simple. And go into your heart. I don't know where you go. You go wherever the Dharma sends you. But it's going to be very intimate. Maybe it'll be a moment of silence. Maybe it'll be a moment of reflection in a mirror. Maybe it'll be a moment of taste of good food. Maybe it'll be a moment of gratitude. I don't know. And realize that you are a divine being. God has, so to speak, created you and will take you at your last breath. Has given you your first breath, will take you at your last breath. The you that you think you are. And understand, whether you see it or not, you don't have to see it. It doesn't have to answer to you. It's not going to be formed by you to know that there is a light within me that is called the love and the divine grace of God. And that I can live in that. And do I know what that means? I have no idea. And it's so clean when you don't have any idea, but you know that that is so. And Sahara and I were speaking one evening on the Skype, and we were talking because his mother, you know, Linda is also and some dire straits in her life, and she's doing very well in it, by the way. And the family is concerned, and they're all doing very well because they love her. And we were talking about just a little bit about the circles of light that are appearing on the planet right now, out of the hearts of people. So as long as you have this idea, maybe you don't have this idea, God bless you if you do or if you don't, have this idea that, oh, well, I just have to be another way before I'm right. There's something wrong with me all the time, and I'm going to give a lot of attention to that. There's nothing wrong with you. I've said that before. You're absolutely pure of spirit. When you go there, you'll see that right and wrong are teachings of the Dharma, and we either get it or we don't, and no one's going to kick us in our butt if we don't. Nobody's going to hold us up to the sky if we do. But we will have a realization inside our heart and soul that puts us back in place with ourselves as we truly are. And everyone has this light inside, but there's some storms over this light in the world, as you can see. But it's all God. And that is so mysterious, that all the goodness can be God and all the horribleness can be God. But without this divine, to me means undividable, perfection, life, hardship, glory, nothing can be. Nothing can be. Not a tree, not a leaf, not a season, not a 7-Eleven, not a Costco, not any store, not any car, not any moment. Thank you, God, for revealing to me what I would have never realized had I continued to be so self-absorbed in my self-made problems. Om Purnamadaha is like the sun rising in a beautiful, beautiful morning sky. To fight with it is painful. To refuse to acknowledge that your heart is and mind are absolutely pure spaces. Spaces is not the right word. Absolutely pure. And great intentions can bathe this planet and your Sangha and each other in this love without any expectation of how it has to be from you. You just do it because you're the sunshine. That's why. The sun doesn't expect anybody to be a good guy or a bad guy all day long. Just shines for everyone. And this is within you too. And I want you to know it. And I want you to confirm it. But if you do or if you don't, sun's still shining. Going down in the evening, giving a rest. Mm-hmm. It's really important that people who are ignited by the Dharma stop being too self-concerned about how they're not good enough. And I get real tired of hearing it, actually. And I also get tired of watching people be nasty to each other for one's own self-benefit because one looks powerful when they're not kind to each other. I don't know if kindness is always the answer. Sometimes not, sometimes yes. But meanness is never the answer for one's own self-gratification. I love you. Well, I don't know if there's anyone who has their hand raised. I'm about to depart but I would take on the views or the contribution or the questions that anyone has for the next maybe 15 minutes, and then I'm going to have to go. Ken?
Namaste, Guruji.
Namaste, Ken.
Namaste. It's marvelous to see you again and to be with the Sangha.
Good to see you too.
Thank you, Guruji. Thank you. So the statement, transforming adversity into favorable conditions, came to mind this morning, that with the situation that we are here with.
Hold on. That's really good. That's really good. But it's a step.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really, it's a leap step. When you will go there and there alone. It's like bringing the fragrance out of a flower. Go ahead.
It's just marvelous to see the myriad ways of prayers that's pouring out of the Sangha into the situation. Like, wow, it was just totally unimaginable how different manifestations of it was just presenting and manifesting in the situation of difficulty and adversity. And it's beautiful.
You know, Ken, I could feel it. And it's very subtle. You know, it's not like a blast of 4th of July or New Year. It is, it's almost like dew forming in the morning and dissolving in the morning. That kind of real subtle presence of people's hearts.
Yes. And it was something that came to mind as well. It was just about, you always say to people, you know, whenever something is really difficult, and you just say, just love them, just love her, you know, or he. And that came to me when there was a bit of, like, I thought to myself, you know, that it's not about being right here, but I mentioned about perhaps getting some help before, and there was a bit of annoyance that that didn't happen. So, but the thing came to me that just said, just love her.
That's because you're a doctor.
Yes. And it just said, the words came, just love her. Just love your guru.
Yeah. Keep your attitude and your opinions to yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And just love.
That happened. Don't keep your love to yourself.
No. Absolutely.
You know, Ken, everything is exactly Om Purnamadaha.
Yes.
And I've been looking at this all the way through and how it's occurred. And I actually thought, Ken, with all of my heart and soul, that I could get through this.
Yes.
Not without help, but without any need to go into emergency. Well, I was incorrect. And I was shown that I was incorrect. Well, I'm happy to be incorrect.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And
you've shown us the way, actually, to be incorrect. Sometimes it's, you know, you don't have to be right all of the time. And that's beautiful what you show
I'm
us.
Right. Hold on. I'm right all of the time.
Yes. Yes.
All of the time.
Incorrect.
There's no time that I am not bright. My light never goes out.
Mm-hmm.
I may not make good decisions in the world, but the light of my heart never goes out. I can't even imagine what that means. Mm-hmm. So I am bright all of the time, and so are you, and this is my point.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have a disagreement. I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Does the love for you diminish because you don't agree with me? Not even slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Two worlds at once. And the world of the last breath, when you can say, I have loved, and whatever God is, I give my heart and soul to what has always owned my heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can understand why you feel like you do.
Which is unimportant.
both unimportant and important. We don't have to wipe it away. You felt that way. We don't have to say it's right or wrong. I don't have to say that I'm right or wrong. It just happens this way. And I don't feel stubborn. I have come through a lot of different areas without ever having even to go to the doctor. And it was in my view that this was possible too, because I had had this before. But it just got worse and worse and worse and worse. And then we had to call in an ambulance, and the ambulance had to call in another ambulance for morphine. And then that ambulance had to call in the helicopter. And there we went. And I don't know if I could see it. I'm not sure I could see it with eyes. I'm not sure I could feel it with feelings. But the light of the Sangha began to just drench the experience. And the experience was horrible. And yet that light was always shining. And don't ever say that you're not bright. That's a wrong thing to say.
Oh, no, no. I am bright. Yeah, I was talking about right. So sorry.
I am is bright.
Yes.
Is that true?
Totally.
Absolutely. So
absolutely.
Get yourself such as Ken out of there and see I am is bright.
Mm-hmm.
It's the brightness of the universe, even in the nighttime.
Mm.
Yeah. So I care that you care, but I'm not going to hang out there very long.
Absolutely.
I appreciate your care. But today we're in a space of talking about it.
It's just given the opportunity to just love, Thank you, Guruji.
Well, you ought to be
and
doing
pray.
I'm the very best one you can love in the sense of having it return to yourself and into others, into the heart of others. It must return to you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
God bless you, Guruji. Thank you.
Love you too.
Love you.
Okay, after Zoom user, I don't know who Zoom user is, and I would like to know who Zoom user is. Huh? That was Finn. Okay, I'm going to take Max and Gabrielle. Then I'm going to close because I feel to close. Yeah. Max, we can't hear you.
Namaste, Shantimai. Namaste.
Now we can, yeah. Namaste.
It's so wonderful seeing you.
It's wonderful to see you too.
And I just wanted to say, you said something, it might have been the last satsang, about this also meaning so much for Sangha and changing something. And I wanted to say that I feel that very strongly. I felt it started when we were praying and sending energy for Donnie, for your son. And there was something also when Max was in hospital those few days, but now with you, it feels like something is exploding in the energy and also in the sense of Sangha, what Sangha means. For me, I feel it strongly.
I feel that what you're saying is really accurate, because I can't say what you're feeling, only you can say what you're feeling. That's the intimacy of the Dharma. You are in intention, all of you are in intention. However, if your intention is short or long, actually doesn't matter. That you are clear about your intention of your offering of truly light. I can't say it another way. It's a little bit a trendy spirituality talk, but it's not. When the eye is single, the body will fill with light. So you're moving into a circle of incredible energy and contributing to that energy field. for me, for the world, for Donnie, for Max. This is my point today, is to not deny that and get all of this silly little me and my big story about myself out of the way. Out of the way. So that one can see why they're actually here. Huh? And what they have to offer to life. And they must not have any expectation whatsoever, but just pour like a waterfall pours to the ocean. Huh? And nothing else. Just because any expectation at all also gives this wave of obstruction. Worry gives this wave of obstruction. It's self-indulgent. any kind of, you know, energy that has, you can have a grain of concern, but nothing else. And just however you see it, whatever you say in the day, when you lay your head to the pillow. And the reason I feel very strong that this, I feel that this must be acknowledged, whether anybody else feels it or not, is up to them, is because, as I said, when the nurses come in this room, they are brighter. Why are they brighter? Because you have sent an intention of healing love to this room. And they respond. And the room responds. And Shanti, my body responds. And you respond. And everything is in repose. Everything is in that light. It's not made up. What's made up is a lot of nonsense about how you have to be right. That goes on forever. It's called ego. And ego's not real. Ego's an idea about me and how I am and if I'll ever make it and how my life is, rather than my master has told me, what my master told me was of great importance. My master has told me that all of God's creation is more perfect than we can imagine. And that Jesus said, the body fills with light. Huh? When I am, is light. And I am is always light. And everybody says I am all day long. I am hungry, I am sleepy, I am going to town, I am, I am, I am. It's time that people who are so, again, ignited by the Dharma and igniting the Dharma, brightening the Dharma by their very presence in this field, stop playing around and trying to be something, because you are already inseparable from and as God, as all things that appear to be are. You can't put a mental idea to it. It'll reveal itself to you little by little, or in a flash, or whatever. But I don't even care if I get a revelation. I'm here to love you. That's my reward.
I love you, Shanti Mai.
I love you too. Let's look at ourselves as beacons of light for this world at this time. And cease to doubt it and fill our thought stream full of bullshit, basically. Excuse my language, but that's what it is. Just crap.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Namaste, everyone.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Sorry about the last comment, but it is a kind of regurgitation when one is so, and maybe you're not there at all. Maybe I'm only speaking right now to the people who need to jump over this little grain of sand that they make into a mountain. Cease to doubt God's presence in your heart, in your life, in your mind. No matter what happens, Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And I live for the light that I can offer into this world in the shape of love, grace, and blessings. This I wish for everyone. Namaste. We're getting better every day. I'm going to close off now.
Namaste, everybody. I just wanted to remind that we'll have an India meeting after Premo sings. Anybody who's coming or interested in coming is most welcome to join. And if you just want to listen in, that's also okay. Such gratitude to see you all and to see Shanti Mai today. Namaste.
Jaya Guru Omkara Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara Jaya Guru Omkara Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva Jaya Guru Omkara Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara Jaya Guru Omkara Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva Jaya Guru Omkara Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara Jaya Guru Omkara Jaya Jaya Satguru guru omkara brahma vishnu sadashiva hara 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 madeva brahma vishnu sadashiva hara 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 madeva oh
Beautiful, Prema. So wonderful to hear your voice. So, namaste, everybody. lovely to see you. Such a huge blessing to see Shanti Mai today for all of us. It's, my heart is smiling. So let us speak of India. There are even more unknowns about Shanti Mai's plans at the moment than there have been in previous years, but we are moving forward. It is almost certainly the case from what Shanti Mai has shared over the past couple of weeks that if the decision is made that she's coming to India, that she will not be attending the Kumbh Mela. So just so that everybody is totally aware that that is the current cosmic leaning. But in India, all things are possible. So the Kumbh Mela will occur as, I guess, whether we show up or not. We are still on track. I will be arriving in India on the 11th. I'll actually be coming to Tirthasatya to see Shanti Maya Monday. I'm in Miami at the moment. I'll be there for a few days, and then I will I'll be in India on the 11th of January. The Kumbh Mela starts on the 13th, 14th of January, and we will people starting arriving from the Sangha for the Mela experience late the first week of February, or midweek first week of February, and we will move through the 15th, 16th as had been planned. If it is the case that Shanti Maya will not be in Lakshman Jula, I guess over the coming weeks we'll have to decide how to move as a Sangha. I'll have conversations with Shanti Maya too while I am there in TDS, and we'll find a good way forward. I know many people have their plane tickets already in hand and they're heading to India. We are a Sangha, so it seems natural that we would gather in some way, somewhere, in some wonderful way. So with that being said, I will open the floor for conversation. The guest house is looking awesome. Sarus just landed a couple of days ago. Bolanat's there now. Things are painted, looking really good. We're very, very excited about Shanti Loka. For those of you coming, it will be a wonderful, wonderful experience. Okay, that's that. Sri, is there anything that you would like to share in this moment before we open up?
Something that comes to mind, Sahara. I think you know that I'll stay with Shanti Mai, and if she goes to India later, I'll accompany her. So that means I won't be joining you in the journey, not in body, but in spirit. But certainly happy to lend a hand from a distance as needed.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sri. And to be very clear, if anybody is moving away from, if has signed up for the journey and would like to move away from being on the journey, as has been stated since day zero, any payments that have been received will be returned to you in full. There may be credit processing fees of a few bucks that might be missing, but we can make that up for you also. But there's no intention to keep anything that needs to come back to you. So just so that that's fully understood on all sides. Are there any questions, comments, thoughts?
Maybe
from
just to add, Sahar, the last time I spoke to Shanti Maya, she's certainly still expressing a desire, recognizing that it's very much unknown, but she's still continues to express a desire to go to India. I think the last time we spoke about it was just a few days ago.
Yes, I'm same. Yeah. And
things might evolve, but just to put that out to the audience that
right.
That there is still a
right, but I
yes.
It felt like the decision not to come to the Kumbh Mela was fairly
oh, soft. Yes. 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 Right. Agreed. Yeah.
Whether or not and on what day Shanti Maya would arrive in India, those are unknown.
Yes.
That's in the Shivaite universe. There are five aspects of creation. There's that which is created, that which is sustained, that which is destroyed, that which is revealed, and that which is unrevealed.
And we're somewhere in the ladder too, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we're like a 4 or 4.5 on the creation scale. Yes. So yes, we're between known and unknown. Hasn't been revealed whether or not
it's been. It's very welcome for our written commentary.
So I'm going to let's open up to other questions, comments, suggestions. If you are coming to the Kumbh Mela, if you are signed up and you are on here, please stay on a little bit longer and let's talk with the people who are actually coming. Because we'll share more information, but please, if you have questions, please come on right now. I'm looking through here. All right, Prandalu.
Hi, hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Thank you. So hi, everyone, and thank you, Sahara and Shri, and everyone for all your work. I wanted to know, now that Shantimai isn't coming to the Kumbh Mela, do we have a kind of schedule or things? Because are there things happening there? That's not my first question. And my second, how far are we from Satya Baba's ashram in terms of attending the kirtans and the arti and all that?
So I'm going to add Nataraj, who I think has Shashwat and Sanatan right there. That's not exact Nataraj I thought it was.
Doesn't it? That was
there you go.
Yes, we are good.
There we go.
Hello, everyone.
Our Shantiloka is literally a frisbee throw from Satya Baba Ashram. You would need a follow wind, but you could definitely get it on. You could one throw. We are very, very, very close, and the Mahakumbh Mela will be present for all of us. We will also have we have a music set up on camp. We're going to have some really wonderful beings floating through. So we are looking at providing a way to sit and share. Satya will have different things happening in different places. There's going to be a huge Mahayagya while we will be there, Satya Mahayagya. I'm going to leave this to Sanatan and Shashwat to...
That's synchronicity.
All right, so yes, there will be plenty to do. And we'll likely be designing our daily activities around who's there and what's available in the moment. So it'll be a very different experience without Shantimai there. In the body. But that will be so Shashwat, Sanatan.
Yes. So once we'll be fully aware of what is going on in the Kumbh Mela, I mean, we'll anyways not be fully aware, but to our extent, to what we can know. And accordingly, we can, plan on what to do in the Kumbh Mela. Like, there'll be so many great sadhus here, so much more interesting, spiritually interesting things going on. So we can just simply find our way around that. For the people, we can discuss what is going on. We can present to them and, whatever feels good to, we can just do something about it.
And also, just to add on to it, we also have a camp of Satya Ashram into the, Mela Kshetra. So we can arrange one cottage over there where people can keep their, you know, stay. Suppose if they want to be there for longer nights and, you know, for that some sort to roam around and see and, you know, feel like. So that can be very well arranged. And that camp is just next to a pontoon, the temporary bridge that is being made. So it is just, it will be a walkable distance also for all the people over there. They can just be a kind of a pit stop over there.
Luckily, because of some confusion by the government, we got two lands allotted. So that confusion is very well welcome. And so we have our Sacha Ashram camp at two places now. One this side where we have Shantiloka and one on the other side, which is also the Kumbh Mela ground.
Near the Ganga, this side towards the Sangam and that side towards the Ganga, basically. So either side of the rivers, basically.
Either side of the rivers.
Wow, that's fantastic. I didn't
understand.
And so. Also, Sahara, we're working on some wonderful classical Indian musicians to come down from Banaras to come and play. However, that will work out on what dates we don't know yet. But that's definitely also on the schedule.
Yes.
And my sense after arriving yesterday is that there's just so much upwind around the entire Sangam, and that there's so much just that cosmic weave of the Mela and what everybody is there to contribute. The energy is very nice and very sweet, even though it's hectic and people are needing to meet the oncoming movement of being together. So in that, I also have full faith that however that needs to align itself just for the time where we're there, including all the people who have already come through Shantiloka at that time, it will be fruitful and sweet. And just to be on the Mela, just to be with the people and to have those spontaneous moments of going across the river on one's own time and being with the people is an ancient and blessed time to be together with everyone there to be in the heart. Yeah.
Yes, and you know, an idea that that's been stewing within me has been, and I haven't shared it with my partners here, but I think everybody should be prepared to share something. There's something different about an experience when you're offering rather than observing or watching. So we have some wonderful beings, including yourself, Randalu. Let's each of us be prepared to share something. I'm not thinking TED Talk, but close to that. We'll have some environments, and we'll have days that we can't leave the compound because there's going to be such crowds. So, you know, bring a song, bring a scripture, bring a story, a dance, maybe sock puppets, whatever you got. But you have to bring your own socks. So this is, you know, let's have a view of this is not, we're not coming as tourists, we're coming as pilgrims. We're bringing our hearts, our experiences, everything that we have with us. It will be a different Maha Kumbh Mela because we are there. Yeah. So it will be, you know, the Maha Kumbh Mela is as curious about us as we are.
Yes.
Thank you.
For Sahara. And I want to reiterate that there is definitely 40 some rainbow umbrellas here that are extremely excited for some devotional hands to move with them into the Mela and spin prayers with everybody in a joyful and sparky and sacred manner. And I see great ventures ahead while we're there. So we're just going to have a wonderful, magical time. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the questions we just can't answer yet because the universe has not decided. But it will be some kind of wonderful. for sure. And I did get, I think we've already responded to your emails, but your the offer of assisting people as they move through Delhi because your experience as a couple, that would be most welcome. We will have people on the ground in Delhi also. Sanatan, I just heard back from Kelly again. And she's thinking of traveling with the Sangha by however we come. Perfect. And staying some days with us, so that would be fantastic. I really it feels a little bit like a cliff dive.
Maybe let's buy gears for that.
Yeah,
right. Spelunking is not bad.
And we'll take it as it comes, Sahar. Like, yeah. If I have to fly to Delhi to be on that ride, we just took it from Jula, Madras, and I like, we'll work.
We can take a car from here as well, overnight, easy.
Yes.
Right. We'll get there. We'll all good things will happen.
Yeah.
We'll get you at the airport and we'll get you to the Mela. You know how that happens. because it's gonna be a lot. I've never heard an Indian community anywhere at any time express amazement about how many people are coming. But that is. I think for the first time ever, India is thinking, that's a lot of people. So and such amazing beings are present in each of these camps. Every lineage from around India and elsewhere is going to have all these major camps. Yeah. There's going to every, and we will be there representing for Shantimai, for Satya in our specific vibration of yeah, you get that. So let's do this.
Yes.
Yep.
Glad you come, Ramdalu. All right, so we've got Sita. Let's get you on.
Namaste.
Namaste.
So my inbound flight to India has been changed, which means that I'm arriving now shortly, like I'd say like midnight on the morning of the 10th of February. And so I would like to know if it's doable then that I join the group that is going that day down.
All things are possible.
Yeah, I know.
we'll come get you. You'll be tired. But
yeah,
the two trains that we're looking at, one's 6 a.m. and one is 8 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, so even not, going through immigration, it's okay.
It'll just be a matter of sleeping on the train.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, good. Okay.
So yes. And because of all of the unknowns, it could be that we're in small private vehicles and spending a night on the way to the Mahakumbh Mela, so it's not an incredibly long journey. There's still some unknowns. It's going to be an awful lot of people doing an awful lot of things, yeah. But we will absolutely get you there.
Okay, I can't do bus.
No, we're not doing buses. If we're in vehicles, it'll be in small private vehicles.
Yeah.
And you know, nice ones, not.
But bus is not.
Understood. Nobody wants to be on a bus.
Okay. Good. Then I send an email with for the booking.
Okay. Please do. All right. Namaste.
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 Namaste, George.
Sahara. I have a short question. Like for me, just open up that I could join, and where would I find like all the information that I would need for, so to speak. So I don't need. I'm not asking like unnecessary questions right now.
you're welcome to ask them, because there might be other people that want to hear it. I'm putting the website in the chat window.
Perfect. It's
saharaloka.com, and the why isn't it going? Send. Hold on now. It's, where are you? All right, I'm going to shut everybody. There we go. I think I sent that to everybody. And yes, the password is 1008.
1008.
Yeah, and that's a brief outline. Basically, get to Delhi on the 9th. A lot of things have changed. Like Shanti Mai will not be coming to the Maha Kumbh Mela section. So, but the pricings are there. which includes us getting you all. You land in Delhi, and we'll come get you and get you to the Maha Kumbh Mela, and you can stay there until the 15th or 16th. And that everything's included for Sangha, food, transportation, and whatever else is needed. Where are you coming from, George?
From London.
Wonderful. And if you decide to come early, we can also work with that. We can help you get there. Like if those aren't your specific dates, or if you want to stay longer, we'd organize this obviously because we're going to be meeting with Shanti Mai and traveling all together and staying together. But it's it's slightly different than we thought it would be, really different. But it's probably even going to be even more different than what we think it's going to be right now. So join in. You're most welcome.
Awesome. And then afterwards, you all go to Lakshman Shula.
We will provide transportation to Lakshman Shula, but we are unsure what will be occurring in Lakshman Shula at the moment. We're still gathering energetically as a Sangha. Shanti Mai is very much wanting to be in Lakshman Shula. She may be there a week later than had been planned. It might be slightly different than had been planned. Some things the universe just hasn't decided yet.
Yes. 1 week later would mean from which date on?
The original plan had been for Shanti Mai to be on in India for the Kumbh Mela. So the 1 week that we're talking about at the moment would be something like from the 15th on. But it could that could greatly shift.
Awesome. I look on everything on the website, and what I plan for sure is to be in Lakshman Shula around Srivatri.
Okay.
So,
that's not a bad plan. I see a guitar on your wall. You're most welcome to bring anything even resembling that.
Very happy to do.
Yeah, please do. There will be some wonderful musicians. The Maha Kumbh Mela is going to be, and we're building, it's not a professional soundstage, but we're going to have a beautiful setup with a cafe and everything, and we're going to be inviting musicians to come join. if we can get 24/7 music with people around India from around the world, that would make me very happy.
I would love to contribute to that.
All right. Yeah. Then please do. All right. Adio. Nice to meet you, George.
Thank you, Zara.
Are there any more questions, comments, suggestions, complaints? Sanatan and Shashwat, is there anything else you would like to share?
Like we are very happy to host, like 4 or 5 people have like reached today. Bulan's also reached, so we are happy to host, and things are like, you know, going on very smooth. So yes, we are just hoping that as soon as, you know, the 14th comes and we start hosting people, like, you know, in numbers. So yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're a bit late, so we want 14th to be as far as possible, but also as soon as possible. So we're in a mix of that. Just, I don't know what to say. It's just an amazing, amazing blessing that all of this, in the simplest, we can say, we're trying to set up all that we can, and in the best way that we can, and hopefully it will be like that. So we're just hoping for the Sangha to be here. Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Also, we'll most probably have, we'll have people who sing in the Kirtan in the ashram with around the Samadhi of Maharaji. So they are all, because they all live in the ashram, so they'll hopefully join us and do the exact same kirtans that is being done in the ashram. So that would, I feel that would be something amazing to, like, for the Sangha to experience the exact kirtan that goes on in the near the Samadhi of Maharaji. So, yeah.
And lots of events have also been planned for the ashram as well. So, for example, the Ras Leela, you must be aware of it, Saraji, like in Mathura that happens, Ras Leela. So those guys are also coming with their entire team. They will perform the Ras Leela in the ashram, and also the classical musicians. There will be, like, you know, other gatherings also. So a lot of events in the ashram also planned, which can be add-on because it's just 100 meters away from Shanti Loka.
When does the Ras Leela begin?
Specific dates, I will share it with you, Saraji.
We'll ask Father and we'll let you know the dates. And by the way, Saraji and the Sangha, these are the people who are going to be performing the Ras Leela. So these are the people who have been coming here since the time of Maharaji. So it's like a tradition, like every Kumbh Mela, we have them at our ashrams. And even in Rishikesh, they've been a couple of times. So yeah, it's just beautiful.
I'm really looking forward to that. Can you tell those who don't know what the Ras Leela is?
Yes, so we can only try. But yeah. So
yeah, I'm starting
in the, in the humanly fashion
story. Yeah.
So Ras Leela is basically the life story of Shri Krishna, and in his younger days, so the way he was with Radharani, the way he was with all the gopis, the way he was surrounded by all the people of the Braj Chetra. Braj is basically what encompasses Vrindavan area, very, very auspicious. And so this Ras Leela, the act of Ras Leela is very, very beautifully presented by the people of that particular region itself. They speak the same language, which is an ancient old language that still sustains, and just the way it used to be in the old times of Krishna. So all of that depictions go on, and like, I don't know, like so many stories regarding Krishna, they are all portrayed on the stage. And these artists are all very well dressed, very well makeup, and so much so that from what stories I've heard, that when these Ras Leelas were being performed in the ashram, Maharaji himself sat with his hands bowed down, because that's what he envisioned. That's what he, when these artists performed as Radha and Krishna, they were simply Radha and Krishna at that time. And Maharaji's devotion towards this simply fills our heart with love. I don't know. So we also feel very excited and very, very honored that we are able to even receive that now. And that there's so much more to say about this. We're just not the right people for it. But you know what I mean, Saraji.
Yes.
The complete portrayal and the story of the Krishna and Radha on stage in a very pious way, in a very, very pious and sacred way. So the sense of it.
Right, with and incredible so music, with the Kathak dancing, with the...
Yes. And musicians everywhere on the stage, they keep on singing in between the lines. Amazing.
Yes.
Leela is basically the play of, and Ras, so only Lord Krishna can do this, play. Ras is basically nectar. Ras basically means aberration of nectar in a way. So it's purely bliss play sort of things going on. We can't really comprehend the meaning of it, but from what we can.
Right, but it's beautiful. It's amazing. I'm really happy to hear this. A lot of the things are going to be what the Mela has to present will be a function also, not of what it has, but what we are willing to take on, and our openness.
We will also have a boat guy, a person who's running all the boats here in the ghats. So not on the bathing dates, and on all the other dates we will have a boat service. So whosoever from the Sangha wants to go on a boat in the Sangam where the confluence is Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati, they're more than welcome to do that. And so things like that, even more things will keep coming up as we move further.
I am, my heart is smiling around all of this. Okay, are there any questions from people who are remaining? My eyes just aren't focusing this morning. My eyes are tired. If you're actually signed up for the journey already, can you raise your hand in the raise hand function? I just want to see if there's enough people here to have a more full conversation. Lydia, you're coming. Darshani, Marga, you guys just don't know how to raise your hands. All right, okay. I'm squinting to read your names. Sarva, you guys coming? Maybe? Here, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Oh, I just muted you. Sorry.
Maybe.
There we go. Maybe. All right. Yeah. I'll take that.
It's all open, but it's all possible, as I heard. Everything is possible.
It would be wonderful. You know, I was thinking about reaching out to Yatri personally and seeing if he'd just want to come.
Yeah, good idea.
I'll do that today.
Great.
It's really shaping up to be quite a cosmic event.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking of that before. So now I think that would be wonderful if it comes from you.
Yeah, the Tripathiji said that this is going to be the most powerful one for thousands of years according to the astrology. Like if one is planning on bringing one's soul to a Kumbh Mela, this is the one. Right. In all of your lifetimes, it seems like it would be. Yes, it would be wonderful if you could come.
Yeah.
All right. So. I'm going to go through. So Prem Dalu, I think I have, I'm just going to go through everybody here and make sure that I have your information. And real quick. Okay. Okay, So Premdalu, do we have your, I'm just looking here. Do we have your passport numbers and everything?
I think Tsachi sent everything to you on
the page. Okay. I knew I'd seen it. So it wasn't from you. It was from him. No,
Tsachi's, yeah.
Okay.
Isaac. Tsachi.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
His mail is Tsahi.
Yes.
Tsahi, Tsahisa.
Oh, I'm in the wrong mailbox. There we go. That'll help. There we go. It's in the name is in Hebrew characters.
Oh, okay.
It's perfectly fine, but I just don't know how to search for those. Okay. Emails. And I'm not. If you could do me the favor of resending that email.
Sure.
I'm just not seeing it. I'm seeing all the other emails.
It's T S T like Tommy, S like Sun, A like Apple. Never mind. I don't. We'll send it again.
Because I'm looking here. T S A M.
No, A H T like Tommy. S like sun,
mm-hmm.
A like apple,
A,
and then H like happy, and then I.
Email from Premdalu, sign up confirmation. Yep, I'm seeing the other emails from you guys.
Okay,
but I'm just not seeing that. And I'm going to send you an email back to make sure, because I know we've communicated over the years with different email addresses. So just to make sure you're using the current one, Shantiloka, 2025.
Okay, exactly.
Okay. So I'm not seeing, sometimes email just gets weird. So please resend.
What do you exactly need, Sahar? Which one is just passport numbers?
Yeah, your passport numbers and your flight details.
Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. And Ken Chui. Let me make sure I've got all your things.
All good, Saharaji?
All good.
Good. Wonderful. Looking forward to being with you all very soon.
Yeah. Good to see your face. So glad you're coming.
Thank you. Blessings.
If it's possible, I don't know what the rules are, but if you can bring like a like a stash of antibiotics and stuff that would be...
That's already in hand.
Okay.
All of that, yes, yeah.
Okay, I figured as much, but just wanted to...
Of course.
It might get a little crazy there. And do you have, like a first aid kit that you
can bring? Yes, that's also in hand.
Okay, that would be fantastic.
Yes.
I'm bringing a few things also.
Yes.
And
Sanaz as well, she's doing her part too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. So, hopefully with...
Are you guys in touch?
Yes. Yes, we are. Yes.
Good. Of course you are.
Blessings.
Blessings. Okay. Madhu? I can't see who's there. Unmute.
It's not me. It's Gandharvi.
Hi.
Hey, Gandharvi.
Hi.
Good to see you. I've got your info, and we are good to go.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. We're still having a conversation about whether to use small cars or a train, but we will not be on buses. Just to be
great.
To be very.
So you remember I arrived on the 9th in the morning.
Yes, we got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Looking forward.
Yep. I'll be sending out an email either tomorrow or the next day. With more information for everybody. We're still gathering. We need to make a final plan about how to do this, get you all there. But we've had a few people that are signing up last minute, which means buying bulk train tickets becomes different. So everything will work out just fine.
Thank you for all. Namaste.
Wonderful that you're coming. We will have instruments there. We don't currently have a public use guitar.
I think I will bring my small with me.
Okay. I'm sure we can get one by the time we get there. Maybe I'll bring mine from Terra de Sacha.
Yeah.
Got a nice Takamini there.
We will find a guitar if need be. Not a problem.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. It'd be really great not to have to travel with a guitar. So if necessary, but we need to get a good one.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Gandharvi. Okay. Now I have everybody's hands up. I don't know who needs to ask a question. You are able to unmute yourselves. If you have any questions, please go ahead, and ask them. If not, I'm going to go ahead and end the meeting because this has gone on a little longer than I had expected. Does anybody need anything? Questions, comments, suggestions, complaints? If not, I'm going to go ahead and go. It's wonderful to see you all. Namaste. And it's going to be awesome. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. We'll see you next Sunday for the later satsang. All right. Hari Om. And I'll be finding people who are on or already signed up within the next day or two with more information. All right. Namaste.